We're learning b'chafetz chaim. We're up to klal chet halacha vav page kuf samach dalet, and this is one of those halachot which really have to be learned with the teacher, and not everything we learn in this class can be publicized online. So we're going to read through it in a way that's an overview, and then off the record we'll discuss it practically. There are things you can only get in Machon Meir in class. Not everything can be gotten online. We give as much as we can online. So the Chafetz Chaim had mentioned that there are within the laws of Lashon Hara and Motzi Shem Ra, within the laws of Lashon Hara and the prohibition of Lo Telech Achil Ba'amecha, so we're really commanded to heighten sensitivity, and when a person decides that he's not adhering or accepting the mitzvot of the Torah, then our responsibilities towards him are diminished. And that heightened sensitivity, so to speak, is a responsibility for club members only. You can't harm any person. You're not supposed to overtly go and damage anyone. But when the Torah commands us for heightened sensitivity with the laws of Lashon Hara and Lo Telech Achil, so that is for club members only. Now the Chafetz Chaim says, okay, so how can I decide if someone is or is not an apikores? Says the Chafetz Chaim, well, you have to take precautions. It has to be that you heard it on your own. They told you specifically, I don't buy into that mitzvah that A or B or C. So then you know that they're not really a member. They've decided they're not partaking of the Torah. Once a person says, I'm not accepting one mitzvah, then he's not really accepting the Torah. But what happens if other people told you, hey, you know, he's an apikores? So then you can't rely on what other people say. You can't start speaking badly about them just because other people say that about them. Men bifnem, men shelo bifnem. It doesn't matter in their presence or not in their presence. And you can't decide in your heart, yeah, everyone says that about him, so if that's what my friend said about him, so it's probably true. You don't know. The only thing is, you can take your own precautions. Someone warned you that he's not Pikoras, so you might think twice before you buy meat with him if it doesn't have a label. You might want to check it out, make sure that it's really kosher. וגם להזיר לאחרים בסתר שלא יתחבו לתתיימים עד שיתברר הדבר וכל זה דווקא בשמיע באלמה אבל אם מוחזקים באפיקורסים דינו כאילו מכירה מעצמו. But if in the city everyone knows that this guy's an apikores, then you don't have to know, you don't have to do your own homework. If everyone knows it, so everyone knows it, that's considered that there are no apikores. You don't have to know it yourself.